Hi. Hi, guys. Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Potterfria. Today I have a very special guest. I have Sophia from Golden Girls here with me.
Thank you for being a friend.
No, thank you. Thank you for being here. Oh, my God. You look amazing. I love your dress. It's totally my style, as you know. I might want to borrow it.
Yes, ma'am.
Should we explain how this came about?
Sure. I had posted my IG stories that I was at my, she was like, what is going on here?
What's happening?
Yeah, yes. What are you doing?
Yes.
And it was just like an extreme close-up of my face and not, I mean, I was like, oh, my daughter's softball team is called the Golden Girls. And one of the coaches decided that we would all dress up as some of the characters.
So other people did it too.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah,
it was what a really great, cute, amazing way to support your babies.
Yeah.
And have your kids ever seen the show?
You know.
Do they even know who these women are?
They do, because when my phone is randomly not on silent, the gospel
don't even say it
of
don't
the theme song is my ringtone.
Stop.
So they've asked like what that's from, and my daughter's named after my mom's mom, and I used to watch Golden Girls with her
like a lot. I love that.
Yeah, she liked
you
to
need
stay
a tattoo
late. I know.
Yeah.
I had when Instagram first came out, and it was like totally different, pardon me, I had so many tattoos saved of like Golden Girls tattoos. Mm-hmm. And I have Stay Golden on my fingers.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. So
you
like
probably
say
remember
Stay Gold Pony Boy, but it's,
yes,
like a mixture of, yeah, the two.
You probably saw the tattoo then, back then when Instagram first got popping. It said Stay Golden and it was like the Golden Girls, like,
yeah,
portraits.
Yeah, yeah.
I had that saved in my phone.
I had it
forever.
I still do. Because,
yes,
all the iPhones I've ever had, I've kept every picture.
That legendary tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have it in there. I have a lot of screenshots probably in there.
So you did quite a drive today.
Yeah.
Dressed.
Okay, so my hair looked good, so I didn't put on the wig until we got in the parking lot.
Okay, got,
yeah,
it.
So then
I didn't know if
on.
You were like, burp, burp, like people,
no,
are pulling up on side,
no,
of you.
No.
Okay,
no. Although I got a couple looks like randomly from the dress, because I stopped at the McDonald's before I got here. I was like,
okay,
I have to go potty. I don't know what the setup's like. And as I was thinking about it as an adult, because it was like a fucking comedy show. I go in, I'm waiting, they're kind of looking at me, and everything's all tech now.
Yeah.
I feel like my character, because like I go in and she's looking at me, and then she keeps going by me and she's like, you can order at the kiosk. And I was like, oh,
which,
okay,
is so weird to
and
me.
I think it's the screen on the wall, which is just a fucking display. And then I'm like, oh, dummy,
it's like touch
and
screen,
I'm looking,
right,
around, and I'm thinking it's at the counter. It's not at the counter. Then I turn around behind me and it's there. And then as I'm trying to just order my soda so I can use the ladies' room, it's like, do you want to dine in? And I'm like, bitch, who the fuck is dining in? It's like, put in your table number. I'm just like,
what?
Oh, I feel like a tourist.
This
on
is too
BART
much.
Right now. Like,
yeah,
this is, why do I feel so uncool or like just dumb? But, you know, anyway, I got through
I don't like it. I feel like we're being force-fed too much technology. And I feel like it's taking humans' jobs, too. I want a human to take my order. This ain't the fucking airport.
Everything is kind of surreal if you,
yeah,
think about it. Especially,
it's turning into the Jetsons, and I don't want it.
The Jetsons were nice. The Jetsons looked good.
The
Jetsons
only part of the Jetsons I wanted was when you walk up and then you press a button and it does your hair and makeup,
yeah,
and then,
yeah,
you're done like
the
that.
Hygiene
do
portion.
Give us that
like,
part
make
of it.
Look good. Or when,
yeah,
in Fifth Element, where she's changing her nail polish,
yeah,
with the pen, you know?
That.
And I've seen they've
give
come
us
out
that
with that, but it's probably going to give you cancer. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? Like, all our technology
brush
is somehow,
my teeth
like,
for me.
Fucked up.
Clean my ears for me. Do my hair. I,
yeah,
want that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
let me live longer.
Yeah.
Like, cool shit that benefits people. Now, we got the real shitty,
yeah, the worst
timeline,
possible
the
kind.
The greed,
yeah,
timeline,
I hate it.
The corporate greed timeline.
I hate it so much. So you were actually at our very first live show,
mm-hmm,
which was here, and you've been around forever.
Was it?
It was here. It was downstairs.
Was the gym not there?
It's still next door.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The trapeze.
There must be a big... It wasn't this small, was it?
It's. We were downstairs.
Oh.
So there's big spaces, like studios downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were here.
I was. Mm-hmm.
That room is still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've been around a long time, girl. That
I'm
was like
away, girl.
8 years. 8 years ago. That'll be the next dress up. Yeah. I got outfits for that. That'll be the next theme when you come back. So let's talk about what you do. We talked a little bit about like some interior design stuff. Like you come from a creative family.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Both of my parents, I think, are artists and both of them are Leos.
Really? How was that growing up?
A little rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. For a bull.
Yeah.
So,
is your mom a painter?
No, so they met, actually really sweet. They met in art school at Sac State.
And, love it.
And my mom was gone, as the story's told, my mom was gone from class for a couple times. And there, when she got back on her easel, like lined up perfectly and like paperclip to the side, was a note that said, "Where was ya? Where was ya?"
Shut up. That's how he was flirting.
Apparently.
I love it.
Yeah.
Clip something on my easel. So, where's my note?
I found a box when I was young of like a bunch of like, you know, notes and love letters and stuff.
And they saved them.
Her. My mom had,
I love that.
They've been married for 51 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. You're married?
I am.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And you're a mama?
I am.
How many babies you got?
I got two babies. 6 and a half are almost 7 and almost 5.
They're so cute.
They're really cute.
I look forward to seeing them on your story.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
How
is it being a mama? Is it pretty easy for you?
Anybody who says it's easy, I feel like is selling something.
Yeah.
You know, and granted everybody's experience like much different, but for me, trying to change maybe some of the things upon reflection that I got, you know, that weren't the best for me, and trying to do that midstream while you're parenting and trying to really just, we have such an onslaught of information about how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And it can be really like paralyzing.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to do all that at the same time is just a real mind fuck. You know, it's just it's really hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're doing it with such less community.
Like, you know? Zero community, it feels like.
It's
almost
a one-man show, and I'm really lucky. I have a really great husband.
Yeah.
It's not without flaw. I am not without flaw. But even two people actively working on it, it's so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And they're so great. Mm-hmm. Like, they're the best reason to work hard.
Yeah.
But even sometimes you're like, man, fuck you. And you're being an asshole. And then
they scream.
And I don't say fuck you, but I do call them assholes.
Yeah.
And they'll scream back, don't call me an asshole. I'm done. Don't fucking act like one.
Yeah.
You know? And so.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I'm like, you don't know who the fuck I am.
They don't care.
They don't care because I'm not trying to make my children fear me, which I think, I don't know, I think they didn't know any better, but that's how I kind of got, you know? They didn't know how to wrangle me, so it was like...
Did you get whippings?
Oh, I got beat.
Really?
Oh, like, I got, like, whatever was nearby.
Oh,
you know,
you had like, that kind of upbringing.
My dad, and I work for him, and I see him every day, and so I've repaired some portion, but I was telling her on the way up here that he had put his fist through my crib just because I wouldn't go down. I wanted my mom to tuck me in. He wouldn't.
That's fucking scary.
And you know what I mean? Just the lack of control.
Yeah.
Of, like, real rage near children. And that was what we saw. Like, he was terrifying to be around when we were little.
Wow.
And he was also really great at a bunch of shit. Wrestled with us after dinner.
Yeah.
You know, like, showed up to our games. Yelled at us from the sidelines to do a better job. But, you know, was there.
Yeah.
So... In a very pretend everything is black and white society, it's very hard to look at, like, the whole entire world is gray. It's all a mixture. There were some really good things and some really not great things.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to replicate those.
Right.
And sometimes you end up doing it. You're like,
Unintentionally, yeah, I catch myself. I do catch myself sometimes because I know what I don't want to be like, yes, and I know what I don't want to do. But sometimes that shit, control and controlling anger is something that I still work on every day. Yeah.
And I don't, it is incredibly hard doing that, raising small children, and then perimenopause hits, and you are ADHD, there's no question. Like, it is a fucking freight train.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how we have figured out how to make every age of man have a fucking erection, mm-hmm, but we haven't studied women's hormones. Like, it is so frustrating.
It's a constant reminder how much we don't matter.
I'd hate to think, like, we're in, like, okay, then fucking change it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're identifying problems and we have the ability to do so, but then we sit around and fucking circle jerk for a while and spend money, our own money usually. You know what I mean? And no solution.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's hard.
It's true. But it's so frustrating.
It is true.
And it's like, we could do so much better. I've met y'all. Met great people all over. Y'all could represent government. Y'all could do it.
But they would rather have geriatric old white fucks that, you know, see things very one way, and they don't want to deviate from that at all.
They have no real exposure to the real American life,
no,
or the real average human life, really. Like, just even,
and
just
no interest to.
It's when you're in politics and those types of environments for so long, you're not exposed to other people unless you're an employer of some sort or like an authority figure of some sort. So, like, I feel like just like addicts' minds become warped, like people in power, their brain kind of becomes warped as well. Their reality.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And the experience that they have. That's why when they're up talking about things that relate to us, it sounds like, you're like, what fucking world do you
Who
live
wrote
in,
this
Ted?
For you? Yeah.
Like, are you high? Price of fucking bread. You ain't never been to a fucking grocery store, you know.
It's like, true. It's true.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's really angering. And I would like to say that, you know, I have hope it'll get better, but like, I don't know. It ain't been looking like that lately. So I got to just like find joy where I can, you know. We have our community that I get a lot of joy from, and just, you know, make myself happy every day in my own ways.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Like, you inspire so many people.
Thank you. I mean, and you guys inspire me too. So it goes
really
both ways.
You've been so transparent. And I almost want to say like the word accessible, but I don't know how to convey that properly, but like so accessible and raw, and really the premise of how you started this during like such a difficult and painful like surgical process, if you will, you know, and to like against your will,
mm-hmm,
like so.
I'm used to being in situations like that, though, that I don't choose.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's getting played out. Yeah.
I want this package.
Yeah.
I want, put me on the injured list.
Exactly.
I'm ready to
stall me out. Give me a fucking break for a minute.
Life.
I know.
I don't want the fucking trials and tribulations.
But I've just accepted it. And I'm like, this is the kind of life that I have. And like, I find the positive in everything, mm-hmm, no matter what it is.
And you're making it.
Yeah. Like and I stick to the script. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we started with this plan to help others through our own experiences. I've been very forthcoming about the real shit that I go through. And that's not going to change, you know? So people's feedback that's like, tell me that it has helped them, and like, you know, how that feels, I want to keep feeling that. So, you know, I'm just going to keep showing up and doing what I do because I've had, you know, a good reaction from it.
You guys have been part of, like, this podcast has been part of like milestones in my life. Like
I hear that a lot.
Being pregnant, having my daughter. I remember like what episodes I was listening to, or, you know, like it, like when we pulling up, how do you know it's the right place? Oh, that's her car. Oh, I saw her pull it up when I was at events, and she looks at me, and I was like, that I was invited to. She's like, through the hydrangeas, like fucking weirdo.
You weren't,
you know,
in the bushes.
And I'm
no.
Like, no, like I've been. Like, and it sounds weird. So we've been mutuals for like
years,
over 8 years.
Yeah.
Even know someone in common. And then, like, even before this particular season of your life, you know, and I've watched, like, from this, like, almost voyeur perspective, but, like, I've watched you evolve over the years, and it's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Like, how you've softened into some ways, how you've never softened in some ways. Like,
yeah,
it really is. And it
there's been a lot of change. I don't go back and listen to old episodes ever. So, like, I'm just living it, you know? Yeah. So I don't see it from, like, other people's outside perspective. But I do remember my ignorance, you know, when I first started and all that shit. And I'm glad that, like, I've grown from that. And I do feel like my kids have softened me so much. Not so much life, but my kids, they've softened me. Life, if anything, has been trying to make me tougher.
life makes you harder, but love makes you softer.
Yeah, and I, exactly.
To do a good job.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of people who became parents and didn't soften.
Yeah.
And there are some that bloomed when they became parents. It may have took a while, but ultimately it's because of them that you get better.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I owe a lot to you guys, and it just makes me want to do better and stay focused and keep going, you know? Otherwise, shit, the old me might have dropped it and did something else.
But look what you're creating from it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's the old you would have probably destroyed some portion, scorched earth, and just started over again. I can do it. You know, even the hardest part, I can do it. But trying to evolve, so much more difficult because the memory is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get to just forget and start over. You actually have to still feel a little bit of the wound getting scraped. So
that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not fun.
No. Let's talk about something fun.
We got more fun stuff. Well, I was going to ask about your medication journey. Just because, and I told you this before we started, I like to show examples, positive examples of people from all walks of life that have medication journeys. It takes away the stigma, just proof that it doesn't dull people down. You still have great personality, great humor. I feel like I'm still fully myself, you know? I know people in my life that are so hesitant that could probably really benefit from trying medication, and they don't because of these fears that, like, society puts out. But, like, no, like, you could really be so much better and less stressed and, like, feel better every day and present, you know, just do better. But they're, you know, for fears. I get it. Are you on meds currently?
I am. I'm about to start a new one.
Really?
Yeah. So, I have a really interesting, like, history, but to explain it, like, so I'll just try to condense it.
Okay.
I probably was introduced to antidepressants around, like, 15, maybe.
Okay.
I think it was 15. I had a suicide attempt, and so I had to go to a person. And they tried to put me on, and as adolescent brains, as we were finding, are much more sensitive to a lot of these medications, too. So I can't remember what they tried to put me on. I think it was, like, Paxil or something. And it was really long time ago. So it didn't go well. And I think I was a part of a group of, like, very stigmatized towards medication.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I thought it would dull me, but more like I don't want to be what needs medication.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be
accepting
this.
That is kind of hard.
I'm not that.
Yeah.
You know, it was totally different back then. And I didn't do well on it. I also had started probably self-medicating by then, probably weekly, daily. I don't know. Whenever I got weed, I was smoking weed.
Yeah.
And probably anything else that I found, honestly. So fast forward to college, I think. I tried to get on again, and I can remember just my alarm going off for school and just being like looking at it and being like, I ain't fucking getting up. Like, why am I not? Oh, my God. So, like, I have a really bad time with these antidepressants. I tend to go the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
I've had different diagnoses, but I didn't get, like, maybe properly diagnosed until I feel like middle of college.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you're for sure ADHD. Like,
that's good that you got a diagnosis that early, though.
I think it had to do with math. Yeah. I was trying to finesse the system.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that.
It's an ulterior motive.
Which I encourage, by the way.
Because math be hard for a bitch.
Yeah.
And I was real good with words, but goddamn it.
Numbers is like a foreign language.
I ended up having my high school math teacher as my City College math instructor, and she was an odd duck. Mm-hmm. And she and I drank in order for me to pass two math classes. Bitch, this is on the internet.
Wait,
now.
What?
So yes, oh God, I've come. Anyway. So.
Okay, allegedly.
Allegedly, I heard some bitch drank
that's
with
crazy.
Her math, and she was dating a boy in the class, and it was so odd.
This is psychotic.
It was so fucking weird. He did LARPing. Do you know what live action role playing? In real life. Do you know what the fuck I'm talking
college,
about?
Bitch? Like,
yes.
And this is her man.
He looked like how much do clothes cost in The Matrix? Do you know what I'm talking about? That reference? Like, the fucking, like, the hair and the, I don't know. And then she, like, really hated his mom, I remember, who was, like, a hippy-dippy broad.
I want to hang out with them today. Like,
whoa. And we would drink Bloody Marys.
Oh,
and get
sold.
Just smashed. Right? And,
for class?
And then she'd be like, here's your test. And she would be like, this is super fucked. You want it? And I'm like, well, how do I do it? Like, so basically.
Help me
I
out.
I hung out for
Donna.
My grade.
Like, whatever your name is.
Yeah. Otherwise, I graduated on the dean's list. All my other classes.
Good.
I did legitimately. I was very good at my major. But, like, the math.
That one, I'm trying to go to that math class.
It
like,
was.
Yeah.
It was. I was just.
What an experience.
I have a lot of those where I'm just like, what the fuck?
How did I get here?
And yeah. I think I would like to say affable, but maybe it's because I'm a bit manipulative mm-hmm. because I knew this would benefit. So this is how this happened. It wasn't me just going up to her and doing this.
Yeah.
I go to smoke during the break of class, go fire up a port, and she comes out behind me and she goes, I always knew you were cool. And I was like,
well, come on over.
I was like, bitch, I've been cool since day one, okay?
You have no idea, lady. Pull up a chair. Oh my God. This is your teacher. That's great.
She was my teacher.
Where's she at?
Freshman year math. And then I had her, I guess I was like a sophomore in college for math.
And what a so pleasant surprise. It's my girl. My girl's here.
Yes. I'm trying not to say her name. She was great. She was a good time. She was very sweet. But she was dating this guy, and I didn't quite understand why she was telling me about her dude problems, because I was like, you're an adult.
Because that's your homegirls at this point.
And I was like, and he's like an idiot. So what are we talking about? Like, I don't even understand. I feel like if you weren't so nice, it would be predatory, but she was a very nice lady.
Yeah.
She was like a
she
nice
meant
lady.
Well.
She had like a, she had like,
she's just trying to have a good time.
She was trying to have a good time, man. Going to like healing retreats and her, his weird mom kind of pushed him on her in like
oh,
a weird,
God. She's like, take him,
weird
please.
Controlling like, but she still had weird tentacles on it. It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
But I got to get that grade.
That would make math fun though.
Yeah.
I would enjoy math if I had that kind of.
I mean, I was smoking and drinking for math class.
Yeah.
It was like,
Bloody Marys? What?
Course.
Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah. And then
taking
she would
this class
go to her house and she'd be like, oh, I can make you a drink. I got a new book. And she'd be like excited to do bartending.
She really liked
you. It was darling. It was really.
Yeah.
I have that effect on people.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
She really fucking liked you. Oh my God. That's hilarious. Wait. So back to the meds.
Oh, shit. So sorry. any hoodle. So typically I have not done great. When I did find out, I got a diagnosis for ADHD, but I didn't get medicated. And I've always smoked. I've like been a daily user for decades by this point. And like it was part of my reputation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was part of, it was like everybody knew.
You like a stoner chick?
Like I was, no. I was like me, but I burnt like.
Yeah.
Fucking
they
bats
knew you had
all
it.
The time. Like, all the time.
Okay.
Like, I had people stopping at parties in college and be like, hey, that fucking white girl's wrong what right now?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, step right up. You know?
Like, okay.
I'm so looking good at this. Watch this, you know?
Yeah, impressive.
I was, got it was it. Like a good, yeah. People never, you know, and that's how I got one of my nickname, Mikella. Mm-hmm. They couldn't say Mikella. They couldn't say my name. Yeah. And so why? One of my friends, I don't know.
They're too high.
I never know. Probably lit.
They're too fucking high and they can't say it.
A friend of mine in Santa Barbara, he was like, oh, we just calling her Mikella. She's a white girl with a beat and the Forerunner. And, and so I just always was a girl in a session burning,
love
rolling.
It.
So it was part
the
of
cool
that.
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, has motherhood changed your chemistry after you had kids? Did you
Absolutely.
Find that? And also perimenopause, I already know the answer probably.
I had my daughter during the pandy.
Yeah.
So, like, I had my daughter, and then 6 months in, it was the pandy.
Were we pregnant around the same time?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had my son, and I think, so I had found a doctor at one point that was very willing to give me medication.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of medication.
Okay.
And probably, like, no, not probably, definitely too much medication.
Yeah.
This guy, and I found, actually, I think, two. I have found these doctors randomly, and I always think, like, where are these people getting these pills? And I'm like, bitch, you were one of them who were getting pills.
Yeah,
like, what
yeah.
do you think?
It's some, like, doctors get prescription
It was
happy.
Like I'd go in and just be like, oh, I have this.
And mention
like,
anything,
this.
And yeah, they're writing yeah. shit out. Yeah.
And I had... I, at the same kind of time in my life, I've had hella broken bones. I've had a bunch of.
Really?
And I've been in car accidents, and like a little Vespa accident in Thailand. Like, I've done hella random
Oh,
shit.
You were living life.
Yes.
Okay.
I've lived like 100 fucking lives.
Vespa
like,
accident
I'm,
in Thailand?
Yeah, it wasn't like a full motorbike.
I'm not mad at
but
that.
It wasn't like a, it was like a thing, and like I laid one down, and my brother and I are there, and I had to go to the fucking
oh,
hospital.
Oh, shit.
And they, right, and my brother's like, they're not going to give you any pain meds. Like, they're real tight around it right here. Mm. He's like, you got to cry. And I was like, oh, like, say less, bud.
Yeah. And then did they help you?
Yes, they gave
good.
Me morphine. And I was
okay,
like,
good.
We're good. I'm
yeah.
going to ride the rest of this vacation out. I'm fine.
Yeah,
Don't
yeah.
need to go home early.
Good.
So
saved it.
And then my brother stole my medication before I flew home.
God
and
damn
I almost
it.
Almost got kicked off the plane because I was in so much pain, that motherfucker. Yeah.
Great.
Stole my morphine.
Well, yeah. So
found medication.
Yes.
And then, sorry.
After kids, right?
Found medication okay. after kids, revisited a medication that I like that's non-amphetamine based.
Mm-hmm.
Strattera is
okay.
a SNRI, and it's like a serotonin reuptake with norepinephrine inhibitor,
How's that for
I believe.
You?
And I like it. In comparison yeah. to Adderall, which I feel like makes you very sharp, very like... just feels, I already have too much rage,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think
Strattera, a stimulant might not
Strattera
be good
is
for
a
that.
Stimulant, but it works in a different way of the brain. It like
okay.
helps you kind of function. It gives you a little bit of push for executive function, which is what I need.
I need that badly.
It's real, it's gentle.
Yeah.
Like you have to have, I think, discipline in place kind of to aid it along.
Yeah.
Because you can be a shitty bitch on it. You know, but it's like you're kind of guilty the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay motivated,
so you
want to
do
helps.
Better.
Yeah, kind of,
yeah.
kind of. Or that's
that
my own internal
good.
Voice. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But Strattera works. I'm on a really high dose. That works.
And okay.
Then, pardon me. I just met with my psychiatrist like a week ago, and because of perimenopause, she prescribed Effexor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to try it.
Okay.
And see. So we'll see if I don't get out of bed.
Yeah.
Enough for me.
Yeah, well, you but, don't know till you try. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So I'm always like, try it because I know how much I benefit, like just from estrogen alone in perimenopause. Like, I'm back to myself. Like, minus the sex drive, I'll be honest about that, but I don't know if it's the SSRIs fucking with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to meet with my primary care to kind of talk about it. But as far as everything else, I mean, from hair loss to appetite fluctuations, sleeping, the hot flap, everything, I'm back to normal. Like, my body changed when I started perimenopause, and like shit wasn't sitting up the way it was supposed to. It is now.
Oh, God.
I'm back. Like
I feel like
I'm
feel
back.
Like this bitch.
Have you tried estrogen?
I have begged recently. As of late, I've been trying to get HRT from my doctors. And
yeah.
two doctors have been like, well, you're too young. And I was like.
Too young? But
I'm
you're
like,
in perimenopause?
I'm like.
That's not how it works.
Because
yeah.
I have not had a cycle, my friend. And I will take this whole fucking building with me.
Some people enter perimenopause in their 30s. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? And
they're proving with study. There was a study in the Netherlands, a pretty large scale study from what I understand, that ADHD women and neurodivergent women tend to go through menopause earlier mm-hmm. and with more exacerbated symptoms.
Yeah, it's worse. So
it hit me like a fucking freight train. I just felt
I was
like
ready
I was
to
getting,
end it all.
I just was getting my feet under me. I'm like, yeah. I was getting my shit together and the family was feeling well oiled.
Yeah.
And then I was so angry and I didn't know why. And my hair was falling out.
My hair was falling
still
out.
Still is.
Yeah, it's growing back now. I have hella spiky hair all up in here because it's all filling back out.
I have like these, and it's coming baby in hair. Like curly, like super curly. Yeah. So I have these little pubes that grow by my ears that I'm like, I have to take a little edge comb and
it's
like
baby
wet
hair.
It
it's not
do
pubes.
It looks like they get, because I wear glasses, so it's always like fuzzy.
It's like curled around
like
the arm of your
fucking Wilder and shit, where it's just all like.
Yeah, around the edges. Yes.
I'm like, God damn it.
But it's coming back. Yeah.
It's coming back. It's just, I eat like almost nothing.
Yeah.
It just stays. It is so frustrating.
If you can get someone to give you estrogen, it's fucking life changing.
I will rob a bank.
I will recommend some books too, because I read a few books about the whole journey and everything, and it was very helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy to be where I am now, because I'm like not ready to check out anymore. And I really was. I was telling my doctor, like, my quality of life, like, I had to use those words. It was non-existent in the toilet.
Yeah.
So now
my general, who's known me for a while, and my husband has his own medication journey, and she's his doctor as
well. Oh, good.
So she knows me from that. But I was really surprised, because after I met with gyno and gyno gave me birth control, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
You know, I reached out to her and was like, hey, I feel like nothing, no shade, but I feel like I'm not being heard.
You have to tell them that.
Something is going on. And she, I think the way I was presenting that day, she was like, I really want you to contact behavioral health. I'm like, I have a doctor.
It's connected, bitch. Okay? It's all connected.
I have a therapist and a psychiatrist, BZ. It's under the same goddamn medical umbrella. Okay?
Listen to me.
So, like, just look in your goddamn chart. And she just was adamant that I was too young. And so I was chatting with the other moms at softball, which I feel like, because we don't have community, you have to like kind of force some of your community
wherever you can. Yeah.
So like when
I just snatch y'all in, listeners.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like, I'm a yappy guys, bitch. Just what I'm going through. Are you guys going through the same?
Yes.
How are we going to attack the fucking parliament?
Like, yes. Burn it down.
So another mom who was next to me was telling me about a gal. She's like, oh, you can get her like out of pocket. Just go to her. She's been servicing
a dealer.
Everyone in the Sacramento.
She's been servicing everyone. Yes, I need the fucking plug.
Yes. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to pay out of pocket, because I'm thinking if I can just get a regimen that ends up working and I have evidence-based like care that's working for me, I can then transfer it to my provided.
Yep.
I pay like $28,000
for healthcare.
In fucking healthcare. A year for a family of four.
I can't.
It is so, and that's to, we have very good health care. My kids had surgeries this year. I had a fucking surgery. We're very lucky to even be able to afford that. But like such, like my
Please
life
don't get
is,
me started, because I'm going to start talking about other countries that don't pay shit and it's on our dime and I'm not going
to
be happy.
And I know that there are comparisons to like other countries that don't, that have it worked out, and maybe their healthcare system isn't as good, or there's not the same numbers of people that we would have to service, you know, those kinds of things. I understand there's logistics to it, but again, it's the same thing I said earlier. It's like, well, I bet we could figure this out. Like,
we totally could.
Like, we could, you
we
guys,
could, guys.
You guys, you're saying all the things that won't work. I feel like we could figure out what will.
Yes.
And
yeah.
We could fucking do it.
It's
like,
time.
What is fucking wrong with you? I want to shake people so badly.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm going to figure, anyway.
I need your doctor to trust that you know yourself. That's
I'm
the biggest
thing.
I'm the
doctor of this
body. Hello.
You went to 7 years
I know
for other
better
bodies.
Than you.
I've been in this one 40 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit's five alarm fire
trust
right now.
Trust me to know what's going on here in this vessel and listen to me. Like, that's really important.
I'm trying. I'm frustrated. I'm busy. Each day, we'll keep trying.
It's just keep trying.
Fucking bullshit.
It's all we can do. Keep trying.
And keep self-medicating if it works for you.
Yeah, if it does. That's a big thing, too. Like, one of my daughters was on meds. She was on SSRIs for a while. She started, you know, as a teenager, and it was working for a little bit. And then she kind of transitioned more to cannabis. I don't smoke, but I'm like, if it works for y'all, I'm not against it. And it did. And her social, like, she had crippling social anxiety, mm-hmm. and all of that is kind of gone. So she eventually, like, weaned herself off of the meds, let her doctor know what she was doing and everything. And this is working better for her. Yeah. So, you know, whatever works for you, but, like, I just want people to be happy and not be fucking suffering, no matter what it is. So.
There's a lot of stigma with my usage because I come from a very, like, strict...
Like, proper family?
I'm the weirdo.
Really?
For sure. They're artists.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm...
Surprised, because I thought artists are, like, more progressive, open-minded, you know, creative, like, understand it.
Christian artists, but not bad art. Let me preface that.
Nice.
Like, not shitty art.
Yeah,
okay,
good
fucking art, but they happen to believe in Jesus.
Okay. So, never met any of those.
They're very interesting people.
Yeah.
If you don't know me or my childhood, like, they are alone, very interesting, charismatic Leos.
Yeah.
They're both very interesting.
Were they, like,
people.
Double teaming you as a kid?
No, my mother is very soft, but my mother has changed over the years, and I miss my old mother.
You ever told her that?
I have. We're in therapy right
now. Oh, good.
Because I screamed at her on the phone with my babies in the back seat, and I was like, there's some kind of metaphysical fucking shield where you can't hear me.
Yeah.
And she was like, that was wrong, and we need to go to talk to someone. And we did, and...
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
whatever works. And I'm glad you communicated that to her.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, not.
She lives 3 miles down the road from me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have to, like, schedule for them to, like, see my kids.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And I work with them all the time. And so it's just, like, I don't think they understand, like, how it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
And we were raised in a very, like, everybody together type of family.
Mm-hmm.
But they were the cool ones, but that's how they raised us. I don't know how to explain it. It's really, they're very interesting. They're very smart. They have great taste, in my opinion.
Nice.
They educated me so well. They taught me so many things about the world. They took me out of the country when I was 8, you know, with no money. We'd had no money. Let me preface that.
That sounds
really easy if you were wealthy.
Yeah,
we didn't have no money.
And they made that shit
a little
work.
A little bit. Not really poor, but, like, we lived in a very modest and lower income, like, neighborhood.
Okay.
And by doing that, because my parents are self-employed, they had to be able to, like, make sure they could afford everything.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad has an aunt by marriage who lived in Greece.
Mm.
And he had this idea, like, I can go to Greece on, you know, the cheap because I can stay with my aunt. I can bring the kids. She loves kids. We're going to do this,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so we went to Greece when I was 8 for, like, a month.
Are you Greek?
My aunt was Greek. Mm. So she had met my dad's uncle when he was working in the Bikini Islands.
What's
doing
that?
Doing the bombing testing, the nuclear testing underwater. And he was doing that, and she was a belly dancer. And they met.
Check, like, out that lineage.
Like, she looked like Sophia Loren. They never had kids because he was so riddled with illness from
working,
the bombs.
From the, like, the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he died in Greece, and she built him, like, and they were Greek Orthodox, so she built him, like, a little chapel on her property on this island.
Wow.
To, like, memorialize him. And just, like, that was her entire world. And
she never remarried,
no,
none of that.
No,
yeah.
Devout.
I love it.
Wore black.
For the rest of her life.
Yes.
I like that.
Had a big modern house.
I think that's a good look.
On the island she had built. She lived in Athens and then had built this house. And she had built this big modern house. And then she lived in their old, like, little shack. In the orchard, she wouldn't go up to the big house.
Because it was too sad?
I guess.
Or what?
I don't know.
It was just empty?
She was a bit of martyrdom, maybe.
I would like
you
that.
You know, people ride that way.
Why are you wearing all black? Let me tell you why.
Yeah, and she smoked. She smoked all the time.
Yep.
She's, you know,
a veil, even? I'd wear a veil.
She was very, like, she was very Greek. She was just so fucking, she was
She
great.
Sounds fucking she was, great she and
was
hot.
She was awesome. She was a very weathered, maybe a bit bitter old woman when I met her. There was just a lot there. And what an experience to go, like, halfway across the world when you're very young. Yeah. So even though I had a very, like, very run-of-the-mill kind of childhood, maybe, I was educated really well, and then at a Christian school, and then I had this very diverse neighborhood. So I had this very, like, ride-the-line exposure, you know?
I think that's important.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. Like, yeah. I really like me.
Yeah, I love that. That's so important. Like, the most fucked up people I know, I think, really hate themselves. And yeah. I think there's a connection.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't always love myself.
No.
And
no.
I was an angry ass bitch.
No, I
like,
hated myself for yeah, so long. Yeah,
as a kid, like, it was yeah. rough.
No, I'm learning to love myself.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep my daughter's internal voice to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's the only thing that's going to be with you forever, baby.
Yeah.
I won't be with you forever. And you need something soft in there.
Yeah.
Because the world is going to give you so much fucking hard. Like, you need to be soft on her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, that's a fucking, that's a mission.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
So you have a daughter and a little boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The little boy is younger.
Yes.
How old is he again?
He's almost five. In September, he'll be five.
That's a fun age.
He's a good time.
Yeah.
He is a magnet baby. Do you know the soundbite on Instagram where it's like, the husband goes looking for the wife in the middle of the night and finds the kid. And it's like, what you looking for, Playa? You know she's with me. Why are you worried about us over here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Mind your business.
Yes.
And it's always the kid in the middle of the mom and
is
dad.
Is that him?
That's my son.
Yeah,
that
okay.
That's my son. Like, he'll full on, like,
get in between.
But anytime we hug, like, mm-hmm. My husband and I embrace, wherever my son is, he will drop what he's doing, run, and shove himself in the middle and, like, wrap his arms around his bow.
I love that.
He's such a fucking lover.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, but he's also a bear. Like, he's a 65-pound, almost 5-year-old muscle man.
I love it.
Like, he's a fuck.
In wrestling.
If he gets into fucking athletics, that my baby's going
a
all the
beast.
Way.
Yes.
He is a fucking pig iron. Like,
he is so dense. Aww.
Yeah, I told my husband, I was like, if I never did anything good, I gave you those. I said, those genes right there are fucking amazing.
Yes.
I was like, my kids will be Olympians.
I love
it. But then I saw my daughter's athletic ability, and I was like, she's going to be in theater. But he's going to be a fucking Olympian.
He's going to be a bulldozer.
He's going to be
gonna
a
be
tank. She's going to be a fairy.
In the arts.
She's going to be whatever she wants to be, baby, but not an athlete.
That's okay. Everybody can't be. That's fine. Oh, I love that. I love your family unit. So sweet.
Thank you. But it's also not without, you know, hardship.
Everything is like that. You just got to learn how to process and deal with shit and not let it break you.
There's
always going to be shit.
We really have this understanding that other people, I think even for you, for someone who's so open and kind of exposed and share all your stuff, like, people get these perceptions that you have this certain way and things just work for you, or, you know what I mean? This false reality. And I'm like, life hits the fuck out of all of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's why, like, I try to show the bad, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not one of those that only shows the glossy good stuff.
I feel like you don't even hype a lot of the glossy good stuff.
I kind of suppress it.
You kind of are like, oh, well, I did this thing, and I'm
or
like,
I got
girl.
This.
Or I did, you know, like, oh, I got everything for the kids. Like, these small, humble flexes. And I'm like, you do so much for people, and you the way you present and the way you want to be so polished and so perfected, like, that's a good thing.
I don't know what it's called, though, because it's almost like I can't celebrate the stuff that I should celebrate or that most people celebrate. Like, I suppress it a little bit. I feel guilty about it.
I think people tried to take it from you probably for so long that there's, like, a fear to, like, show off, you know, and not to show off, but just even just
not even nasty, but
no,
like,
no,
just be happy,
be, like,
be proud of myself.
Thing. Like,
yeah,
I get to
yeah.
be like a silly goose sometimes,
yeah.
bitch. Like,
yeah.
don't fucking, like, don't yuck my yum.
Yeah,
like,
it's so weird. I'm working with it. I'm gonna get a therapist. It's necessary. I mean, and I just went through some really hard shit and like weird shit, and now in hindsight, I'm looking at stuff like without, you know. Or maybe throwing out something a little messy. Like, I was dealing with a person that, like, would get mad at me if I got dressed.
Excuse me? Well, because they were so, like, into you?
No, because
like
they were so,
the
like, anti, because they just were so, and so they didn't want me to, like, make them look bad, I guess. So I would get attitude if I got dressed. And now I'm like processing things like this. This is just one example, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm sitting
Sorry, I was slow for the dots to connect.
Okay.
But we are on the same page.
Got it?
Yes.
So now I'm like looking at how fucking ridiculous that is. Yeah. And like how I just went along with it. And I was just like, okay, you know, even though I wasn't comfortable and even though, you know, that's not what I wanted, I just did it to like make things go smoother. And I'm processing a lot of shit like that now. And it's just like, I need to get back to where I want to be. And like, you know, like, yeah, it's really gross.
That's wild. It's a wild, like, ownership of someone else, like, that I would never attempt. Like,
I wouldn't either.
I would never even think to police someone else's dress. Even with the kids, like, I try to just be like, oh, as long as it's clean, man. And it, like, my daughter be leaving, like, a Russian grandma sometimes with a lot of patterns happening. You know,
I love that.
Cowboy boots. And I'm just like, she's only going to be this age once.
Exactly.
You know? And if she's,
let
like,
them do
clicking
whatever.
Her heels on the way to school,
mm-hmm.
today's a win, babe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, I love
it. I'm trying to have her hair done. Like,
self-expression is so important. And especially with little kids, like, you got to really let them be comfortable and do what they want to do, you know, so that they have that in them, so then they could be excited to do it themselves when they get older. As they get older,
to say to like someone I care about or anything like that, or consider like people I work with.
Yeah,
like I'm such a I just want to be a hype man. I just always want to celebrate people, especially
I'm
when
the same
not
way. I
hype, good.
I overhype people, even people I'm not close to.
Yeah,
and not even because I expect it in return. That's just how I am, genuinely. Like I'm everyone's cheerleader. If it's something I'm feeling and I'm into, you know, I just want to scream it to everybody. But like, you know,
I'll feel it
weird.
Like when people can't say it. You know what I mean? Like there's this gal at my daughter's ballet studio. I'm pretty sure she's on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very interesting lady, maybe a little bit older than me, Asian woman. But she always comes to talk to me. So we chat. And like she tells me all about this trip to England she took her daughters on to visit the sites for Beatrix Potter, who wrote Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
And like I'm looking at her as she's telling me this, and I said, Christine, that's incredible. I said, you took your daughters internationally traveling by yourself on like
that's
a
huge tour.
And she was like, yeah, but I missed the train and we had to spend more money on a hotel. And I was like, Christine, I was like, how badass.
Did she miss
it?
How amazing
was
it was?
Like, how badass
was she not getting
it? That you did this thing with
to
your
begin
and
with.
I had to reiterate it almost like the Hulk and be like, listen, brother.
Yes.
This is what, like,
she wasn't here. Seeing
she
it for how great that was.
She does a bunch of the sewing at there, and like, I'm pretty sure fucking for free. And I'm like, these are amazing, Christine. You did such a great job this year. I wish I knew how to sew.
Yeah.
Like, you could just tell, like, no one's telling her these things, which I am going to say it.
Yeah,
I don't
give
a fuck. Like, I don't, maybe spirits are talking to me, but the mouth is open and I'm yapping about how amazing
you are. We need people like that
because
around.
It's, I mean, now there's a flip side. People come up and tell me wild shit. I think one night I was going to something for my daughter's school and like 3 or 4 people told me they were getting divorces. And I'm like, this is a party, bitch. Why the fuck am I the one? Like, I'm hella just chilling there by myself.
I can't do
like,
therapy
just
right now.
Around.
I cannot
like,
talk to
woman,
you about
like,
this.
Like, takes a drink, and then she was like, my husband told me he wanted a divorce today. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was like,
I don't know what that's like.
I don't know your fucking name.
A lot of people unload on me.
Up in a lineup. Who the fuck are you?
Part of me is happy that you're that comfortable with me, right? Because I'm giving a good vibe, obviously.
Everybody wants me. Yes, okay.
So I'm flattered that you trust me with this information and that you think
and
I can.
And I'm on the inside.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It's flattering.
Yeah.
Compliment. But I'm not always in a place.
I just wanted to drink my fucking
vodka. I just
want to
fucking chill.
Like, I just wanted to like not make a scene and like get through it. And people are like, oh, we like so-and-so's parents.
Aww.
They seem like a good time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and we're in the van about to be dropped off. And another couple tells me about another couple's like thing that's happening that I know. And I'm like, oh, he liked my profile picture. And I was like, oh, good. And you know, like, and then like the van arrives and we got to get out. And I'm like, God damn it.
How do you
like,
say goodbye?
I can't smoke weed in front of y'all. Okay. And I'm like in my sleeve, like as we're walking up this long drive, long drive, because I'm just like, I'm weirded out. Like, and I got to be normal kind of, I got to mask really, really hard.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm usually good at doing. But like it's really hard around like your kids' school's parents, because like you don't know where the line is.
Yeah.
And some of these people are weird fucks, and then some of them are like, you want them to like you because you like them. It's really weird social again. And like I checked out of high
school. I have like weird sexual tension with some of the parents at the kids' school. Mm-hmm. Like it's very weird. It's like we don't like each other, but it feels like maybe, I don't know, I'd be thinking people like me all the time, though. I don't know.
I was just about to be like, I think everybody wants me.
There's that.
And even in this outfit, I'm like, people want me.
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's not wrong to think that. But
I was raised by Leos. Like, I'm super vain.
That makes sense now. Okay, so she's not showing it right now, but her hair, her everyday hair.
I should show it, huh?
You should.
It's probably not going to look good.
Do a reveal. Okay. So I call her Blair, okay? I started, you got on a cap and everything, yes, girl. Oh, my God. I call her Blair. She has this big lioness mane, this big beauty. Look, like even taking off the cap. Yeah, okay. So wait, what sign are you?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay. It was giving Leo, but all right.
No, I look like a Leo. I do have another line on my forehead, but here we go.
Yeah, there we go. See, and hello.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome,
Blair. Blair is here. Blair's here, guys. Oh, no, I love it. And thank you for being a team player and being Sophia.
Yeah, I loved, I know Golden Girls isn't like, have the greatest shit going on, but they tried. And it was
nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. My grandma loved to stay up late. Everybody else would go to bed. I'm a total night owl because I'm a fucking ADHD kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd be on the Davenport.
Watching. Wait, what's a couch?
It's like a couch.
Okay.
But like people on the East Coast call
that's what
it.
They
it's like
call
a certain
it.
Type of sofa.
Okay.
It's like a longer sofa.
Nice.
So it's called a Davenport, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'd be on the Davenport. She'd be in her chair and we'd be watching our
snacks?
Shows together, and we'd have little snacks and we'd do little like things. And
it was a grandma daughter thing?
Yeah. It was like a grandma.
That's
my mom
cute.
Would go to sleep. And so it was like grandma.
It's party time.
Yeah.
And I watched all my children with my grandma.
My mom denies watching soaps, which I find really odd. Like very, very odd because I was fucking there. But like
she embarrassed
fully,
by it?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. But like she for sure watched some kind of soap because I can remember doing laundry when I was really little.
As the world turns or
yes,
something.
Yes, or the fucking the glass
that's
one.
With the,
with the hourglass
yeah.
thing. These are the days of our lives.
Is that
bitch,
days
how
of
do
our
I
lives?
Know that?
Exactly.
If
someone was fucking watching it.
It's in my childhood trauma book, like probably.
She has soap opera shame.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I was
that's
like,
funny.
Baby, it's fine. It's a story.
Yeah, like, it was a good time. Everybody was on that.
For a while.
It was a huge
give me
cultural,
a beer.
It was a big part of culture back then, like American culture. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't saturated like entertainment the way it is now.
Yeah.
A buffet for your consumption,
mm-hmm.
which is so.
Never ending buffet.
This
it's
gluttonous,
just,
like partaking of what is offered, you know?
Yeah.
And like the wrong things are a charge to get to, but the, I don't know. It's like, I don't know how it's very weird to me if you like pan out and you look at everything and you're like
it's like how extreme can we get about it's like a competition almost.
Yeah.
Wait, which is a good segue because I have in my notes I think it's a show. There's a girl. I'm gonna tell you her name. Hold on. Shauna Ray, I think. Shauna Ray. 22-year-old girl, 3'10", 50 pounds.
Oh.
She has a condition. I don't know what it's called.
She sure does.
But she stopped developing like at 8 years old. So even her face, everything, 8 year old. Giving nothing but 8 year old.
8 year old, like just looks like an 8 year old.
Just looks like an 8 year old. Nothing
not
different.
Like a
nothing.
Little person or anything.
No,
like looks
no.
like an 8 year old.
Fully proportioned, like an 8 year old, everything.
I've
face
never heard
development.
Of this.
I haven't either. But she looks like an 8 year old, right? So now she's 22. I guess she wants to start dating. I'm kind of really hoping this is a fucking TV show. She's working with a matchmaker.
It's like an immediate no to me. I'm so uncomfortable.
So the matchmaker, instead of being like, let me find somebody that has this same condition as you that would be a good fit.
No.
They immediately were like, NBA player.
No, they're like, this
so
isn't love on the spectrum. This isn't sweet. We're going to make it nasty. Like,
so
we're going to pervert
there's
it
like
as
a
bad.
6 foot something young black dude that matches with, like, what's happening? Then I don't know. That's the only, like, potential I saw so far.
Okay, love is love. If they fall in love, let them live.
If I see y'all out, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. If you don't have the same condition as her and I see you out being affectionate and shit, I'm following you. It could be a 5'4"
Mexican dude with a mustache. He's with an 8-year-old. What the fuck is happening?
I'm calling the fucking cops. Yes.
I don't care if he's wearing cowboy boots. Like,
this is so weird. It's I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. And I feel bad for her because everybody deserves love and partnership and whatever.
But do you need a TV show for it?
Right.
Like, do you need it? That's what I'm saying. Like, and don't get me wrong. I'm probably part of the problem. I really detest a lot of reality TV, so I never really got into it.
I'm so nosy.
But I
like
fringe shows, like fringe stuff. So I used to watch The Only Way is Essex.
What's
which
that?
Is like really, really trash television from
UK?
The UK.
Oh.
And when a cousin of mine was in the UK, I said, oh, tell him I watch fucking The Only Way is Essex. And the guy was like, that's absolute fucking garbage.
They don't like it?
It's because it's like trash television, like the worst of the worst.
Reality TV?
And it's not a good, like if you were to say in another country, someone's watching Real Housewives of something, you know, you'd be like, that's not a good representation of America.
Of our place.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're like,
okay.
No, they're all like that, drinking sodas, walking around with tans and tits. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You guys all fuck your husbands.
Fighting each
and
other,
shit
slapping
and,
each
and
other
fucking
and shit.
Tell on your moms. I don't know, fucking weird shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people from other countries are like, that's absolute garbage.
Got it.
But I'll watch things like that, or I'll watch the Mormon Wives. Just
yeah.
like fringe stuff, and get into it a little bit because I can feel myself. I can feel myself, like, I could easily fall into this and be the thing that I'm thinking about. But mm-hmm. I don't want that diet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try to, like, I try to only let myself have, like, a little bit of things, you know?
In small doses?
Yeah, kind
yeah.
of. So, like, I drove my kids to Idaho a couple weeks ago.
What?
And on the way home.
Casually?
Kind what? Of. Well, impulsively.
What's happening? I was like, kids, we're going to Idaho
like,
today.
You guys want to go on a long trip?
Do you know people there? What? How
I
did
do.
This happen? Okay.
My cousin and her husband are cowboys.
Okay.
Like full.
Like real
like
ones.
Real ones.
Nice.
Like real. He's
like a ranch.
He's like a fucking. Her husband's like a veterinarian.
Oh, wow.
Cowboys have to, who do work with cattle, have to, when you're managing.
They
got to
do
like
the
herd,
feet and all that.
You're doing
yeah.
calving. So you're doing births.
Oh.
And so like we were there during the beginning of calving. And so maybe like 45 cattle were born while we were there.
While you were there?
While we were there. And he was like, and they kind of take care of themselves.
Did your kids get to see that?
But my kids got to go see like a day old and a week old calf.
Aww.
And then ride when they have a Jersey cow on site to help on the ranch to help calves that are not able to nurse or moms who have like not taken.
Aww.
And it's like, if you think about it, like. Perfect example, right? We pan out about this conversation of like the meat industry and everybody has ideas about it
mm-hmm.
from like all far away. And then people who are in it, there's assumptions of what they're like.
Yeah.
But like I'm going there with my curious little brain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like I'm going to learn. And
yeah.
and all the stuff he's telling me, like my jaw's just on the floor.
I like, want to inseminate.
All this stuff. You probably could get into it.
I'm going to put like, my arm in your fucking vag and we're going to have more babies.
There's yeah. some things that people be that's more like horse breeding where
oh.
they like would want to do stuff like that.
What
this,
do they do for the
this,
cows?
They have a bunch of heifers that are in there like a pen and they release a bull.
Oh.
And then the bull and they know when they release the bull, the timeline basically, so then they know the time that most
he's
of the babies
gonna
should
it.
Drop. And then they have all the babies that should drop and then they have them ready and then my cousin's husband had like a postpartum
uh-huh.
pen let up for the people for the you, like here's the wild shit. So some will have like stillbirths
oh.
and the baby won't nurse and then a mom will have a calf but she's not nursing well or she has shitty udders shitty
so
pits.
She calls in a friend.
So what he does is he has to skin the stillbirth calf and make like a little coat for the calf that needs to be nursed and so that the mom will accept
wait
it.
Wait a minute. No.
Yeah,
stop.
He makes like a little jacket for it
I have
so
to
that
put,
they can
so
smell.
So I can trick the mom?
So they can smell, so that it smells like the baby and it will nurse. Like all of this stuff.
You're wait a minute.
Yes. And this,
this just got dark.
No, it sounds really crazy, but he's
trying. I'm
going to
take the skin
sure
off
the
dead baby
yes.
and put it on the living baby so this bitch will feed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes so much sense.
This is Johnny.
It was.
I'm telling you. Yes, it is. This, you know Johnny.
You know this.
Feed Johnny.
Meanwhile, it's got a different ear.
Its face is on sideways. It's falling off.
She's like, this is not my fucking baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feed Johnny now.
Postpartum animals.
So he has postpartum pin, like, set up. He called it that. He was like, this is my postpartum pin for the moms who I need to watch, make sure that
they're moody, they need extra food,
they're not trying to feed their babies, they're like, I don't want nothing to do with this motherfucker. Or maybe they think the calf is a dud, and so then they decide they're not going to feed it to, like, because nature's deciding that this is not a calf that will survive.
Oh, so they're like, I'm not even going to try.
It's very interesting when you, this is the thing about America. We have so many assumptions about what people do and how they do it. And then when you actually get to meet people who do things,
yeah,
your whole wig is pushed fucking back, right?
Yeah, You're
like, you fucking do what? It's like this? You have to do, and you're so impressed.
They have to make it as mechanical and detached and, like, no personality as possible so that we'll be okay with slaughtering them, though. You understand that, right?
Because not all, so parts of the beef industry, yes. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it, what we're seeing is, like, everything that has perverted, like, the globe, which is giant monopolies of things looking
greed
at the bottom line and how they can make the most money.
Yeah.
Now, regular people, like, he's not in the slaughtering portion.
Yeah.
He raises animals.
Grass.
He does
grazing.
Animal husbandry. He has to figure out what's the best for the animal, mm-hmm, what he can, how he can serve all of the animals properly. They're the nearest place to their place where they were is 30 minutes away, and it's a shitty gas station with, like, houses built
way
in
out
the 1800s.
There. Yeah.
They're between two mountain ranges. The veterinarian can't come that quickly.
Yeah.
He has to be
know
able,
how to do it.
If he's out on the range with on his horse and there's an accident, uh-huh, like, he has to pack out. He has to figure out how to get home in the snow and shit like that. That's the part.
Are these old people?
No. My cousin's younger than me. He's younger than her. And he's a fucking badass.
Who the fuck taught him
this
shit?
He's also, like,
he went to cowboy school?
No. He taught himself. He was out on his own probably about, like, I don't know. I think about 16, maybe.
Who the fuck
younger.
Taught you how to dress up a calf skin and
so
trick the other mom?
So he worked with a lot of old. He has some fucking great stories. So this is the thing. We're polar opposites of the political spectrum.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, okay.
But I've
understandably
been trying to court relationships with him because he's my husband's, or he's my cousin's husband. And I have a very small family. And I'm trying to maintain those ties the best I can despite differences. Because yelling
How's
at each other, I am able to find middle ground.
Okay.
Now, we have difference of opinions. I think some things are drastically and radically not okay.
Is he racist?
But I think he doesn't. This sounds terrible.
Ignorance.
People are going to chew me the fuck up. I think he doesn't mean to be.
Okay.
I think it's lack of exposure.
I was just going to
say
that.
There's no exposure. Because when I tell him stories about stuff of me, and my entire childhood was mixed demographic.
Diverse,
my best friend growing up from, like, kindergarten to maybe third grade was Jamaican. I used to go to Native American powwows with her Jamaican family because her mom was super into culture. And
Love
she
it.
Would just take us around places. Mm-hmm. And so here's a white kid with a black family at a fucking
at
native,
a powwow.
At a native powwow.
Yeah.
And I'm buying beads and rabbit pelts.
Yes.
I was like, let's do this, baby.
I love it.
Yes. So it was, I think it's lack of exposure.
Yeah.
And when I am there and he says certain things, my eyes go wide. I don't try to start a fight, but he can feel it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or, like, that's
not acceptable.
I hope
you're a good example for him and, like, he can learn. You know, he's not too stubborn to learn.
I think I can learn. I think I can learn a lot about why you think this was a good representative, you know, representation for you. I can ask those questions a little bit more gently. I'm not doing anything crazy, but I'm just trying to maintain a relationship with the very limited family I have.
Yeah.
And I love my husband, like, desperately. Mm-hmm. I love her. And I don't, and we have difference of opinion. But I'll get her stoned and we'll stay up late, you know, or I'll be like, hey, eat this, you know.
Yeah.
A little mushroom gummy. I'm like,
and then
let's talk about
and then
God.
Y'all laugh together.
And we both had very, like, very strict Christian households. So, like, it just, you know, there's a lot to unpack, and there, the world is so fucking big and vast, and we don't need dating shows about a young girl who looks like a young girl. I think we could have other cool
stuff. I mean,
stuff.
If they make it, I'm going to watch it.
Really?
My first thought is, if you did porn, you would be a gazillionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because which men is, are so disgusting.
And just, like
62 million, I'm just going to throw that back out there.
That was so upsetting to hear and so discouraging. And, like, I want to, here's the thing, I like men.
I do, too.
As grody as they can be,
I
do too. Like men.
I kind of wish
really
I didn't.
Fun.
Yeah.
They're really funny. I really love the way, like, they say things sometimes.
Yeah.
I just find them charming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Equally so women as well. I love human beings. But what y'all are capable of, and because we know that capability, now it's not all men, but it has become all men.
It's always
men. Do you
men.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, you're fucking it up for everybody. This
but
place used
society,
to be cooler. It used to be cooler here, and now it's like, and granted, it was always below the surface. That's the thing. Like, this is not becoming more prevalent. This is not becoming, like, more, like, out of nowhere, and all of a sudden
like
people
this.
Are more autistic or people are more perverted or whatever.
No, it's
like,
been
no,
like this.
It's just like this, we're documenting everything.
Exactly. We're showing it.
But we're also not pulling the trigger on telling people, like, bad. No.
Yeah.
Chop off a hand.
Yeah.
Can only
blame
do one finger
boy
typing
moms.
Now.
Boy moms are behind that, I feel like. Weird boy moms that aren't teaching their sons how to be safe men are
oh,
a huge
I think
problem.
It's like generations.
And society.
Suppressing men into these weird compartments. And really, like, a complete annexation of, like, previous, like, cultural and historical ties to tradition.
Yeah.
That really ostracized
outdated,
a lot of cultures and people.
Weird
and,
shit.
Like, out in the wind, right? And then they had kids, and then they had kids. And then it's, like, just these lineages of people that have had no real instruction passed down to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? For all the flaws and faults of, like, my people, like, my people got me some instructions.
Yeah.
You know, like, my grandpa's family was tracked down to the Mayflower.
Yeah.
Like,
yours too, huh?
Ashley too.
I told her, don't tell nobody else.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that with pride, but I'm
no,
saying
I know.
There's things that have been happening, you mm-hmm. know, like, for so long, and I was lucky that, like, my family was able to retain some of that, like, that instruction. But we cut people off so severely with the missions, you know, coming, like Catholic missions and
mm-hmm.
such, like, that just totally changed the culture of people and left them out kind of untethered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to all kinds of cultures. I don't think just indigenous peoples or, like, enslaved peoples, but, like, we have, and I think it's still happening. That's why we feel this, like, lack of community. Like, we are, I'm not, like, real woo-woo, but I feel kind of woo-woo saying, like, you can feel it in you when you yearn for something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you yearn for people, when you meet people and they draw you to them, and you're like, okay.
And it feels really good.
And it feels comfortable and, like, you
because that's really
in?
How it's supposed to be.
Yeah. We used to be so enamored with human beings, and then technology came along.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now we're enamored with ourselves.
I blame capitalism.
Of course.
For everything. But I think that's why they want us so isolated. That's why they want less community.
Yeah.
They want, so then they could just sell you everything that you would get.
You're
you
not
know,
depending
from better relationships.
On the information of the family or the herbs and the healing practices of the family.
Yeah.
Or growing the food and learning the skills of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's just, it is systematic, but you don't see it until you pan out.
Yeah.
And we have...
It's important to pan out.
Even regular generations that have regular lineages now, the way education is and the way parents are so overtaxed, this kind of stuff is not being imparted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're rushed out the door.
Yeah.
I don't have time to tell you this fucking story. You know?
Which I got to go to work.
Yeah, I got to do my shit.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just
I have to make money.
Yeah, it's just me yammering in the front seat. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh, fucking mom again. You know? Like, but I got a tail to spin, bud. Let me tell you about something. So, like, I don't know. The way I am, I'm trying to, like,
I really feel it. And like I said, I just try to make community where I go.
I love that.
Learn about people and absorb them and make them feel good.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good.
That's why everybody's telling you about their divorce.
I know.
They feel it.
Oh my God.
You're great.
I was like, does anybody else know?
I want to tell you what I'm saying.
And they were like, no. And I'm like, why the fuck did you tell me?
Yeah. It's just an aura.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll pray for you.
Yeah. Are you religious?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe I should be dead.
Yeah.
The life I've lived, I should be dead.
Yeah. I know what that feels like.
I've lived 1,000 lives.
Mm-hmm.
If I die tonight, I'm so grateful.
Document it.
It was a wild ride.
Do you write any?
I used to write poetry.
Yeah.
A lot. And I had a big body of work that I lost due to technology. And I never really set about doing it. I write letters to my husband.
I love that.
For
like, that's a lost art.
For and he's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
he's not traveling. But
it's just a nice thing to do
for his birthday or for anniversaries. And I just try to like comment on the way I see him each year, mm-hmm. and the way like the way I want you to know how I hold you in my brain.
How does he react to that?
He puts them up by his bed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think men get enough gentle kindness like that.
My husband is a very interesting man.
Yeah.
And he still really surprises me.
I love
that. And pisses me the fuck off.
Duh.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, I
didn't doubt that.
This is not a point of pride, but I fully hit him with a baseball bat.
No.
Like a couple weeks ago.
No.
I was like, get the fuck out of my house.
No.
Yes. No.
Well, when needed.
Yeah. Like I was, and
a little
did
baseball
it,
bat like, as a treat.
And I said, I'm sorry after. And then through tears, yeah. I asked if I could fight. And he was like, yes.
You need that sometimes.
I was like, but do I got hands, babe?
Oh my God. You're on the front lawn throwing ones. I'm just after the kids go to bed. Like, oh my no, God, please.
He's a good man. He's a good man. He's getting his flowers right now at work.
And good.
It's so beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
People see how great he is.
I want that for everybody.
I do.
To get their appreciation, get their credit.
Imagine what our world would feel like if people were just like, could bloom.
Yeah.
Like if you, and you can see.
And have it acknowledged.
Yeah,
acknowledgement is important.
There's a comedian named Pete Holmes,
mm-hmm.
and he's a nerdy fucking white guy. But he talks kind of, his comedy premise is like there is God and he explains why he thinks so in a couple ways.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things he talks about is like words are like alchemy, like magic. And he's like, you can tell, like if I see a guy in the front of my set and he's got a nice shirt on and I comment on the shirt, you can see him the rest of the set. He kind of is like sitting prouder, kind of like, you know, maybe he's got a little bit more swag to him.
Yeah,
like,
it's very true.
When we build people up, like the shit that they are, like Christine telling her like how badass she is planning this trip to go see Peter Rabbit shit.
You know?
I'm like, I could give a fucking fart about this, Christine.
Yeah.
But God damn it, I'm impressed by you. Like,
are you kidding? Fucking, when I get a compliment, it changes my whole day.
Yes.
Changes the trajectory of my whole fucking day.
I bet you I am pretty. You know?
Yeah,
Like, or like they like my frames. Or, oh, you're doing a good job
with
your
kids. It's something so small that makes such a huge fucking impact. I wish I was less shy to give people compliments like that. Because I think them about people all the time. I just have a fear of like telling them. Even though I know how good it makes me feel. It's another thing I want to work on.
I witness it firsthand at the baseball games.
Yeah.
At the softball games and the baseball games. And because I'm naturally want to cheer everybody on, I know the girls'
names.
Are
you out just passing them out, compliments?
I'm just like, way to go, Emma, good hit. You know, just like cheering on the girls. And I think because I'm vocal about the children,
mm-hmm.
and I'm vocal in the group chat, when people are doing things that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you about yourself, brother. So, the parents kind of are more comfortable like saying, like, not only like just talking to me, but just encouraging the kids.
Oh, good.
The games I'm not at, people will say something kind of like, oh, it's pretty quiet on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't get a lot of, you know, and I'm like, is that even direct? They won't even tell me. They'll just kind of mumble it.
Yeah.
But there are people that are like reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably usually my own prescription of medication. And so, baby, I'm living, and I'm about to tell you about how great your daughter is.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a conversation with me about it. And
we need more people like you.
I don't know. But
for sure.
I was unstable for a time.
Those are the best people. What do you mean? Those are definitely the best people.
Like in recent future, like, or history and future. Like, yeah. You know, like, I'm not like this, but mm-hmm. I love people. I just love people.
Well, you're a feel-good person, for mm-hmm. sure. Your energy has always been really good. I've been mm-hmm. very drawn to that.
Oh, thank you.
And I remember that about people. You know what I mean? So even if we're, like, not in contact or something, and, like, let's say you come up on my feed, I remember that, how I mm-hmm. felt around you.
Yeah.
So, like, and other people, and, like, those are always ones that I always try to, like, keep in touch with.
It's so interesting. I've recently heard the concept performative niceness.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So, like.
Yeah.
So.
You want to talk about it?
I didn't realize, but, and I hope my parents never hear this, but I think I grew up with one. My father is incredibly charismatic.
Okay.
For other people.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone outside the family. Oh, this guy, he's the guy. He's the greatest guy. Oh, this guy, he knows how to do everything. He can do anything. He can paint you a picture. He can fix a car. Blah, 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 blah. You know, he's not Italian. I don't know why I'm going that way. But people just really love him, right?
Yeah.
And but it's like he had spent all his time being great to other people that by the time he got home, it was used up.
Yeah.
And I understand it. Because I feel that way a lot, but I have to catch myself, like, oh, don't be a fucking dickhead. Like, you're reacting from the day you had, not the instance that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, I have to force myself to be in the present moment, mm-hmm. you know?
At least you're aware of that enough to try to catch it.
Yeah.
Some people just do it, I think, and it's just so natural for them, and they just don't care about correcting.
They were taught that.
Yeah,
that's how,
through example, like, or
even,
whatever. Yeah.
Even me knowing better and knowing what I didn't like in childhood when I had my daughter, mm-hmm. like, I reacted in ways that, like, I now find appalling.
Because you care.
And I'm like, why would I do that to her? And I not realizing what I was doing in the moment. And then for weeks after, lamenting my behavior and being, like, so fucking so grossed, ashamed, you know?
But that's a sign of an excellent mom and an excellent person, that you want to correct it, because the assholes, like, I know assholes, the assholes don't give a fuck. They're just like, deal with it. Like, you know, maybe I'll be a little less loud next time or whatever, but, like, they're not looking at themselves as needing to fix something.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking wild to see.
I think I said this already, but parenthood can really, like, make you bloom.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, before kids, it was me. Like, before my husband, it was just me. If I die, I die. Man, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
Let's light it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then once I met my husband, it was, like, learning how to care about someone else other than myself. And that's a journey on its own. You know what I mean? Like, really learning to love somebody. Like, I don't think I ever really had been loved mm-hmm. before him, like, properly. I think people coveted me.
Yeah.
People wanted me, for sure. But mm-hmm. I don't think I was loved, really. And
that's a big difference.
Being loved by someone changes, like, you have something to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have children, you have so much to lose. All of a sudden, the scales are so fucking stacked, and now you're almost afraid. Whereas once you moved through life, like, no fear,
mm-hmm.
now you have so much fear. I'm gonna fuck this up. I'm gonna fuck this up. I'm not used to stepping afraid. Yeah. Like, I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't do that as an adult. And now I'm, like, regressing into this. And it's an uncomfortable feeling for me.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to balance.
Give yourself a little more credit.
A lot of people say that. They're like, you have very high expectations. I was like, no, these are normal.
Like, okay? you're killing it, and you need to acknowledge that. You're killing it, and you're very self-aware, and, you know, you know what's comfortable and what's not from your own experiences. So,
Thank
you're doing
you.
Great.
Thank you. We always need to hear that, right?
Yeah.
Like, from other moms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's why this show is so like people gravitate towards it, you know, like we're always wondering if we're doing a good enough job and is it enough? And you look over here at what they're doing and like, oh, I don't do that, but she's a really good mom, you know, and then you find out like the person you thought was a good mom really is an alcoholic and ignores her kids as soon as the door closes.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't know that because they were performative on the outside. You know, so it it's such a fucking mind fuck.
It is.
And you're like, oh.
But it's important to remember there's still authentic people. There's still people that are showing all sides of them. There's still people that are not secretly sneaky fucking scumbags, you know? Like, when you have experiences with people that are like that, though, like, don't let it make you think everyone is like that.
It makes me think I'm like that.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Where you hear stories of people and you're like, I'm a dirtball. No. Like, I've done some dirtball shit. Like, I'm a trash bag of society, you know? And then you hear other people and you're like, because I think I've had such a life. Yeah. I've done so many things.
Yeah.
But, like, I think perhaps the difference may be, and not to, like, be about myself, but, like, perhaps the difference is, like, I'm saying I was a dirtball. I'm saying I am. I have the capacity, but I don't want to be, and I want to, like,
and you may not even have the capacity anymore. Because, like, I'd like to think I have the capacity to do shit that I've done previous. But now, like, I don't know if I could go that far. I could go far. Don't get me wrong. But that far, like, I've gone far. Yeah. Like, I should be in prison. But, you know, maybe not. Maybe not anymore. Yeah. I'm trying to accept that, too. Because, like, growing, like, you shed a lot of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's hard to let go of, I think, that identity a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I present so well in a lot of different places because I'm blonde and I'm blue-eyed. It's very easy for me to get in places where
hair,
a lot
gorgeous.
Of people would like. Yeah. And I'll yap like, oh yeah, Ted, you like squirrel fucking? How them fucking squirrels today? You know what I mean? Like, I'll talk to anybody about anything. So I think I get in a lot of places and I get to hear a lot of things.
I'm glad you acknowledge that.
Yeah. Oh God, I have a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I had a surgery. I was having a surgery. It's pre-op.
Mm-hmm.
There is a black dude next to me. I'm in this bed. He's there before me. And I can tell, I can feel he's agitated. He's irritable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can not only tell, like he starts making, you know what I mean? And there's only a sheet separating us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't see if old boy's coming. You know, so it puts me a bit on edge.
Yeah.
But I don't want to present as a scared white woman next to a black man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I'm very, especially nervous. Like, I'll be very chatty. So I'm chatting with the nurse. Mm. I can tell he's getting more put out the more we chat. Like, and if you haven't been in a hospital environment, you don't know that her talking to me isn't taking you from going back to your OR.
Yeah.
They're all at the mercy of the OR timetable. Now, some things are going to go over. Some things are going to go under. Like, you just got to wait. And it all centered around his ride. He, they call you. They tell you on post-op you have to have a ride home because you're under anesthesia. So he didn't bring a ride, telling him, like, I'll get an Uber. And they're, like, trying to explain contractually we can't let you. But they weren't saying the right words. And he's getting more mad, and he's starting to say, like, my cousin's a sheriff, and I know that, like, anything short of assault I can do, I can get out of here. Basically trying to say, like, after his surgery, he would make them let him leave, but he wasn't conveying it properly. Like, I knew what he was trying to say. I knew what they were trying to say. I felt like a fucking translator.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
and meanwhile, I'm just digging my nails in my arm so, like, I don't present uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, there's, like, security and doctors lining up along this wall ready because he's getting really loud. And I feel really, really bad because, like, my skin ended up betraying me. They were like, man, we're going to move you. And I was like, no, it's fine. And then they later did because I was beet red.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know where he was. And I wasn't afraid of him, but I knew he was fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way to if someone just could have come in and been like, hey, man, anybody chatting and doing stuff right now is not going to change, like, your timeline. And see, he had called a ride to come. The ride had come, but now because he wasn't going back, the ride was going to have to leave and go back to South Sac to pick up her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's hella gas. We can't be doing all that. And I'm like, baby, the hospital does not run on your timeline, you know, but no one's explaining this to him. They're just getting, he's getting mad, so they're getting mad. It feels very much like how we are in our nation right now.
Because do you think they would have talked to you like that and called in backup?
I know that I got better treatment because he was so disruptive.
Yeah.
I got hella drugs.
Oh.
And I love drugs. So, so bad.
So you're like, hey, thanks.
I was like, babe.
I'm sorry you're going through it, but thanks.
I was like, my guy. Thanks for the solid. I got hella drugs. They gave me hella drugs. And it's because they liked me more than him, you know? And they were really, really, I had the weird, and now the OR team that I had wasn't like privy to that instance, so it was separate. Mm-hmm. But even when I got wheeled back for surgery, like six people in this OR room all put their hand on me and like rubbed where they put their hand on, like, okay, now count back from 10.
Being all gentle and shit.
Dude,
with you.
Dude, I was like,
what the hell?
I was
hell?
Like, this is so nice. This is so nice. I was like,
I'm getting
like,
the best
I was
care
like, you
right
guys,
now.
I'm writing the review on the fucking anesthesia table. And I did. I fully fucking wrote a review. Like
did
a,
you
a feedback
that
regarding.
My neighbor did not
yes,
get the. Okay, good.
I did.
Good.
I was like, I just want to iterate. Like,
there was an imbalance
be,
of
there
treatment.
There should be a mediator available that's not necessarily a different language.
Yeah.
For people just to be like, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is what they're saying. A person that's just like a chilled out, stonered fucking white dude or black dude or mm-hmm. woman or whoever. But, you know, like someone who just doesn't get ruffled.
Yeah.
Someone like Lev.
Yeah,
you know,
Lev,
like a Lev.
It.
Like a Lev at
you
a
could
hospital.
Totally do it.
That just is like able to, like, hey, man, this isn't the this
soft
isn't the jam.
Soft-spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it.
But like,
yeah.
And I have a tendency
you know
to do
to
that.
People.
Like, I try my very fucking best. I was so nervous I would start talking with some kind of accent for this. But
what are you talking about?
It happens when
it
I travel.
Out?
Oh my God, I've been
are
Australian
you one of those?
Before. And I don't mean to be.
Okay, let me ask you this because I do this sometimes
I blame the
without
theater.
Knowing. And I wasn't no theater person. But do you start speaking kind of like the person you're talking to
whoever I'm
in
talking
hopes
to.
That they'll understand you better?
I don't know what it is in my brain, but like as they're saying, I think it has a lot to do with how I tried to assimilate into
that's
multitude
a good word.
Of cultures
that's
at a young
word
age.
Yeah.
And I was also in a lot of adult spaces, but mm-hmm. I was expected to not be a child.
Okay.
So I had to present a certain way. Don't fucking embarrass me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You think it stems from that?
Of course. So I mask really, really,
I do too.
Really fucking hard.
Suddenly I'm talking to an Asian man sounding like a fellow Asian man. And
fucking,
it doesn't
I,
really.
I do one of these all the fucking
my
time.
My mannerisms
I'm like,
match.
I try to be
like,
quiet.
Yeah.
I try to be like, oh, gee, can I have some water?
My posture gets like
I
theirs.
I get a hunch.
Yeah.
I try to match. I don't want to be the sore thumb. Because that's who they should
I just
first.
Feel like, I don't know. It's like a subconscious thing for me. And then when I catch it, I get embarrassed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in Thailand for my friend's wedding. They're all Australian.
You're out there with an accent.
They're all Australian. Right, we're going to go down here. We're going to make right. And they're like,
and
the
you
fuck?
Have a straight
and I was,
face.
And I was like, oh, I gotta stop drinking. I was like, I've been drinking too much today. Like, I. And
you're like,
and
what?
Straight,
we're bros.
I
we're hanging out. What?
Face. It's my sister-in-law's Fijian. And her family has a very kind of Australian, New Zealand, like British kind of accent.
That's
tree.
A lot.
It's a lot going
that's a
on.
Lot. And when you're picking it up.
When they come over, I it
you're from
fucking,
there.
I am almost, bitch. And it is fucking embarrassing. Like, I like look up and I'm like, I don't want to fucking be me.
Yes. Like, imagine like footage being played back. And you see yourself.
I've seen
with
enough
the accent.
International film to know, like, I have a loose character for this.
Yes.
Like, and all of a sudden, like, I'm doing.
I love it.
And
I love
then,
it.
And then I'll catch myself maybe mid, and I'm like, oh, bring it in, bitch. Like, just reel it the fuck in.
You're overplaying your part.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. It's so embarrassing. Funny. And I don't mean to, and I think I'm trying to put people at ease.
That's
I want
where
them,
it comes
I
from
want
for
them,
me.
I want them to
them
feel like I'm like you.
We're the
we're
same.
This,
we're bros.
We're twins.
We are. We grew up together.
I'm from your neighborhood.
I am.
We
don't
say
you
this,
hear my
we
voice.
We say the same slang, that weird word that you said that now I'm saying. Yes. I love LARB.
Is I do it all the time, it? And it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I just hope I don't consider it code switching. It is, though.
But it is. But I was in like, oh, I don't know. I was in a lot of circles as the only white person and or the only woman, you know, girl. It was usually like a lot of circles of black dudes with blunt rotations. Yeah. And like I'd randomly be a part of.
And you're talking like a black man.
And I'm like, hey, man, hey, come on, man. You know, and like all of a sudden, and like it really, really stopped when I met my husband.
He's like,
it's so it's embarrassing, and like it will get hood sometimes, and it stopped.
Your kids are gonna start getting confused
because that's and that's how I a lot of how I oh there was a friend of mine who used to say blood all the time, like blood,
and you came
and all my mamas, and I remember I was out with my husband.
Your husband's like, girl,
it takes like 3 weeks.
We were in a liquor store, and I was drunk after a wedding, and
you're like, blood,
and I looked at him with my eyes drunk off my eyes, hey, blood, and he looked at me and he said, never again. And I said, yeah, nope. Immediate regret as it came out of my lips. You know.
She's claiming a set.
I was so, for real. I was like.
Talk about all my mama.
Buying a Swisher because I was going to smoke. But no, you know
all my
mean?
Mama. All listen to me.
Mamas, yeah, no. Hey. And it's and the way I look, you know. Yeah, and people would just be like, what the fuck is this?
Yes.
And I'd be like, hmm.
What? We're all hanging out.
I don't know who I am either, bud.
I mean, at least you know it and you don't continue it like weeks later. You know what I'm saying?
But
you don't take on that persona.
Not
in the
forever,
moment,
but there
I think
are
it's
things
okay.
that have embedded themselves in the
really?
Way I speak. Yes.
Okay.
I say as well a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we got to do this as well. Like, I'll have a very British inflection at the end
from
of
your,
my...
From
sentences.
Your family?
No, I think family, I think like influence of like
TV.
Film and shit, TV.
TV.
So we didn't, my dad took away TV when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we've been talking for ages. Anyway, my dad took away TV when we were little. And so, and we didn't have a lot of money. So we would rent VHS from the library.
Nice.
And it was awesome because it was a dollar for a week.
Yeah.
It was way before all these other people caught on. But the selection was limited. And
okay,
by limited, I mean
film.
A lot of British period pieces.
Okay.
Jane Eyre was...
So that's where you got your lingo from.
So I was influenced a lot by British film.
People are like, were you in the UK?
They're like, what is... I did visit the UK once
when I was
12.
Is that where you're from? That's where you grew
like,
up?
Yes.
Because they're catching these words
people
you're
would
using.
Be like... So when I was... 18, I was in a play. It was only like four actors, and the first half of the play was just me and another guy, and we had Irish accents. And at the end of the play, these old ladies
you went home with it.
These old ladies were like, I'm talking to them at the end of the play, and they're like, "You're not Irish." And I was like, "Oh no, I'm from Sacramento, babes." And she was like,
"She's like, you could turn
she's
it
like,
off."
We thought you were Irish. Because, like, I was speaking that way, but then I, like, took
for
a drag
of
a Newport,
night?
Probably, and was like, meow, 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 you know? And they were like, ah, delusioned. Like, this is
oh
not good.
Oh, my God. You're confusing people.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's not great.
It's a gift.
It's embarrassing.
Creative speaking? I'm with it.
It's
I like
a,
it.
It's like a LARP.
Yeah,
it
it's
is.
A little
oh,
bit.
Oh, God,
like, yeah.
don't. That makes it fucking worse.
No,
for
it's
sure.
creative speaking.
It's like LARP switching.
Oh, God.
No.
It happens when you travel, like, a lot. Like, you're in place. You're so immersed in places and the way things sound and feel that you're just trying to, you're assimilating.
In Idaho.
Rapid time.
How are you talking?
Listen.
You got straw in your teeth and shit. Hey. You got overalls on? Cussing?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll, yeah. I think I communicate a lot similarly to what I am now, but it will most likely be less precise, more rounded out, more slowed down.
Yeah. You develop a drawl.
It's not as fucking noticeable. It's still me, but like it is a much different way of communicating because I'm trying to match the way you talk and think so that I can process the information the way you would. I don't know.
It makes sense in my
brain. I think human beings are amazing. I think I'm really
interesting.
We
gotta go drinking. That's what I'm getting from it.
Oh my God.
We gotta go drinking around a diverse bunch so that we could see how
to see who comes out. Like it's a weird little doll.
I wanna see who shows up.
Which personality do we see today?
Yeah.
Hey Tina.
We need that. We need that. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love you, and I love you for coming here, and I love Sophia, and thank you so much for, I could talk to you for hours, and we ain't got it.
Oh, well, so, thank you. I'm sorry.
I would love to have you back. I know you live a little ways out, but you're an amazing guest. Yeah, you're great.
Thank you.
You're great. Thank you so much for being here, and
I'm sorry if I monopolized the conversation.
No, you're great. You're great. Like, it was so entertaining. Okay. I think everybody's going to love it. Okay. I do.
Be nice.
Yes, yes.
I've been to every one, I think.
I have some photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a true
super
listener.
Fan.
Yeah, I don't even want to call you a fan. A true listener, a true supporter, a true, you
know? I've been a Patreon, the high-tier supporter since inception.
Really?
I just keep it on a sit and forget it
I love
type
you.
Of jam. And I feel like this is my community donation because I really feel like what you do is so important for people to find community.
Thank you. And, so and we like, have definitely built that.
I'm like, this is a donation on my taxes, so
I love it.
This is for the community.
I need you to be in the chat.
Yeah.
I need you to hang with us more.
Yeah, I try.
I get it. Busy mom. Yeah. Sports, ballet.
And when I have the moment, it'll seem like obsessive. Like, she's in here a lot. And then it'll be ghosty. No, me.
Oh, okay.
It'll be ghosty. And it's just because you're in, it's in that divergent brain where you're just like, okay, I'm in it. I'm thinking about it. I'm remembering to check.
Yeah.
And then I'm immersed in my life. Yeah. You know?
I know how that goes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being
here. I adore you.
All this time.
Yeah.
I adore you.
Let's just butt sniff.
Okay. You wear my skin.
Yeah.
And have my
little
mom nurse
calf.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make my mom fucking nurse me. All right. You guys, thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Rate, review, subscribe, all the good things. Bye.